for Dylan.
What did you feel on New Mexico State in particular that really kind of hamstrung the offense tonight mm-hmm. for the game?
You know, I thought some of the different things we saw, just, you know, I thought their safeties kind of got a little more depth. You know, I'm not sure from last week, just, you know, hitting some of those long balls or kind of day, you know, just trying to take with a long ball. That's kind of really the main thing I saw on the difference.
Just after that, they scored immediately after you guys scored late in that fourth quarter. How much do you feel like that just killed mm-hmm. any moment mm-hmm. you guys had?
Yeah, no, I mean, stuff like that definitely hurts. But, you know, I think in the offensive mind, you know, hey, let's just – don't worry about it. Let's just go down and score the ball. You know, I think you know, on that last, not the second to last, or the second to last drive, you know, moving down the field and scoring, you know, I thought that was, you know, another shot to come back, you know, and then they hit that long pass, and it just kind of hurts. But
first, you know, right at the very beginning, you guys taking those deep shots down the field, mm-hmm. had a couple that came close. Did that do anything as far as, you know, confidence goes, mm-hmm. and
Personally, no, I don't think so. You know, I just, you know, sometimes other teams are going to make good plays too. You know, it's expecting to play a team like that, especially in a rivalry game like this, you know, expect everyone to play their butts off every down. So, I mean, that's something I kind of just knew coming into this game too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think just every game, just there's going to be stuff to clean up. You know, I think even from last week's game, you know, cleaning up stuff, and then really just watching the film on this game, you know, just seeing what we got to do to clean up for next week. You know, next week's a big game, UMass too. So, no, I think just moving forward, you know, put this game behind us. Obviously, it hurts, you know, really bad, but just put it behind us, and we still got a long season ahead of us.
I asked Coach G about, you know, DJ Kings tonight leading the team in targets, mm-hmm. and if important to kind of get the ball to him more and how he's kind of working through things. And, I mean, it's something I barely think about at this mm-hmm. point because he's been around for a good long time yep. enough. But, I mean, how are you seeing some of these receivers that mm-hmm. are still new to Division yep. football kind of work through the kinks as mm-hmm. you go through game from game to game?
Yeah, no, I think him, I didn't really have a lot of targets to him early. You know, I was really getting some other guys the ball too, you know, just what they were kind of giving us too on defense, and they're kind of shading DJ a little bit too. But, you know, I thought some other guys did some good things too, you know. I just got to give some better throws too here and there. So,
how do you channel this now? You get, you know, UMass next weekend, a long road trip for you guys. All this hurt tonight. How do you mm-hmm. channel that?
You know, I kind of looked at it in the past too, just whenever I was at UAB too, just when we had that early Liberty loss. I was kind of reflecting like that too, just, you know, that don't let that one game define us. You know, ended up doing really, really good that year too. So, you know, just don't let just really control the team. Don't let the guys freak out over a loss like this. And just, it hurts really, really bad too. You know, in-state Ralph, you know, I mean, it really sucks. But just move forward and just know there's a long football season ahead of us and just got to get better every day. Now, I think just being in the locker room after the game, you know, just a bunch of guys came up to me, hey, long season, don't let one game define us. You know, when you see the whole team doing that, you know, that's what you want to see, you know, instead of guys, you know, freaking out, slamming helmets, stuff like that. So, you know, I thought we did a good job after the game, too. Just, hey, got to get better, got to clean up the mistakes.
Coach guaranteed a bowl bid mm-hmm. for this team, which speaks to his confidence in you guys. There's 9 games left. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's going to happen. We're going to be in a bowl game, 100%.
Say that to you guys in the locker room?
He did. We will.
Anything else for Dylan? All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yep.